Today we are chatting with a favorite Rose friend, Jacques Farrar. Jacques is the Vice President and Rose Program Director at Star Roses and Plants. Today he has some exciting news to share about the Knockout family of roses and the new research they are doing on regional growing. We'll add to that an update on the big news about their work with Cordis Roses, and you have a powerhouse of information. We're so glad you tuned in, because it's time for Rose Chat.
It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Hey y'all, it's Chris Van Cleef. I'm the creator of the Rose Chat Podcast. For me, growing roses has become a passion. My membership in the American Rose Society has helped me to create the rose garden of my dreams, right in my own backyard. I also enjoy the camaraderie and support of a network of rose growers who are eager to share, learn, and grow together. To learn more about membership in the American Rose Society, visit their website, rose.org.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at manuretea.com.
Hey Jacques, nice to have you back on Rose Chat.
And glad to be back.
Now, the Knockout family of roses came out in 2000, I believe the date was, and the rose world has not quite been the same since, wouldn't you say?
That's very true, at least in North America. It has really been a game changer, and the popularity that started when we introduced it shows no sign of slowing down. The only thing that was missing was a new introduction, something that we haven't got since 2008, I think, last time we introduced Sunny Knockout.
So that's about to change this year, right?
Oh, yes, that's correct, Teresa. I mean, after 10 years, we're making up for the time lost, and we are going to introduce three new varieties in the Knockout family, and those are going to be limited to certain regions, except for one of them. Actually, White Knockout will be fully released to the whole country, except Southern Florida. And that's a variety that we have introduced quite a few years ago under the name of White Art. And it has been really performing up to the standards of the Knockout family. So we decided to make the plunge and make it officially a Knockout for 2018. And that's the same situation with the two other ones, Coral Knockout, which used to be Carefree Celebration, and Peachy Knockout, which used to be Peachy Keen. Those are roses that, in very specific regions, did perform as well as the other knockouts. But unfortunately, that was not the case for the whole country. So we were debating about this, since we have introduced those varieties, because we had growers, you know, landscapers, telling us, how come this is a wonderful rose, how come it's not a knockout? And our answer was, well, that's because, you know, you have Carefree Celebration that performs like a knockout, you know. It's a Louisiana superstar, so down south, and also in the Midwest. But when we tried it in the Pennsylvania and the Mid-Atlantic, it didn't do so well. So we were not too sure how to handle it. And we finally decided last year that, you know, with the very big trend that we see in horticulture about, you know, local, you know, buy local, farm to tables, things like that, that the time was ripe to introduce regional knockouts. And that's what we're doing.
Well, I think it's so important. I'm so glad that you're doing this. You know, I often see that people have bought something in our area that I've tried and know that it doesn't work for our area, and I don't want them to be disappointed. So this is going to be so important to people in having success. You know, they're going to fall in love with roses if they have success with them.
Well, absolutely, and we are going to be very stringent about that. We already, I've introduced that to the trade and our the grower that works with us, and we have made it very clear to them, you know, that we will be very strict about the regionalization. We also have spoken to key people in the landscape trade, in the IGC, and even with the big boxes to make sure that they're all on board with the program. And in fact, the response has been extremely positive by everybody, because I think everybody understands, you know, the value of the Knockout name, and nobody wants to, diminish the value of that name, you know, for the consumer.
You know, I spend a lot of time in California, and I see things in California that I know I can't grow in the Midwest. So it comes home to me all the time. I see these big, beautiful roses there that I just want to put in my pocket and bring them home. But I know I'm not going to be happy with their performance here. So the regionality is just huge, and I certainly appreciate it.
Well, you know, it's a big step for us. We think it's the right thing, but, only time will tell. But we are totally committed again to this program. And it's not just with the Knockout. In fact, we're also going to introduce a new Drift. Unfortunately, Teresa, that one wouldn't work in Chicago for you, or even less for Chris down south. It's a rose that is adrift in a climate where you don't have the black spot pressure that we have east of the Mississippi. It's actually, as we decided to make the jump with the Knockout, I always felt, and as you know, I live in California, that we had a really good rose, called Lemon Splash that has all the characteristics of a drift in California, in Oregon, in Colorado. But, you know, we could not name it a drift at the time because it didn't perform well in the rest of the country. So as we went regional with the Knockout, we also decided we're going to go regional with the drift. And we have Lemon Drift as a result.
And what a beauty it is. I mean, this is a gorgeous rose.
Yes, and it's just too bad that, you know, I wish it could work, in other part of the country. We all want that. But, you know, it's a fact, whether it's roses, hydrangeas, azaleas, lilacs, I mean, you take any species of plant that are very commonly used in the garden, and it's very difficult to find one that works from Seattle all the way to Miami, or from Los Angeles to Maine. So I think this is just the beginning. I can see that, and hopefully I'm right, that more and more you'll see really plants being grown and especially sold in the area where the consumer is going to be happy with the performance.
Well, we love that. But you tell those guys to keep going on the drifts for the Midwest, because, you know, here in Indiana, I love drift roses. And so many of them do well for me. And I want to add to my collection.
Yes, ma'am. Working on it.
Well, I can tell you the drifts that we grow here in the Deep South, well, at least in my Deep South garden, are Red Drift and Sweet Drift and Apricot, and those are top performers in our garden. I mean, they right now, the Sweet Drifts are just popping. They're what everybody pulls over for in our neighborhoods.
No, and this is why we were really reluctant to also with the drift to make a new introduction that we didn't think would be as good as the rest of the series. And Lemon Drift is, unfortunately, it's not, where you live, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're glad for our friends out in California that get to have this beauty. So, you know, Chris is now getting these beautiful roses, and I have to be happy for him, even though it's quite some time before I'm going to see bloom. That's just the rose envy part of this thing.
Oh, absolutely. But, and you say that, Teresa, when you go to the West Coast where the climate is drier overall, you know, you have many more choices in roses than you do where you guys live. But that's why we're very happy that we can bring those regional knockouts, you know, because they will work really well in the specific regions. And we have the maps, we have all this information, and there are going to be a lot of communication that Kyle McKean, our director of marketing, and our team will send out through the spring and the fall and next spring to really emphasize that regional message about those new knockouts.
Well, we're happy about that. Now, there's something else big going on at Star Roses and Plants. There was a big release, more big news. Tell us about it.
Yeah, there's never a dull moment these days.
You
know, Teresa. as of you know, March 31st, which is less than 2 weeks ago, Ball Horticultural, which, as you know, is our parent company, bought the assets of New Flora, which is the agent of the German rose breeder Cordes, that I'm sure all your the people that listen to the show are familiar with. New Flora did a fantastic job developing, you know, the name and the varieties of the Cordes family here in North America, and Chris and Gary, which we have known for, with Gary, I think I've known him for close on 30 years. Always been, you know, friendly competitors. And he and Chris, his wife, wanted to retire. And it's pretty much the same story than, you know, with Star Roses, where, you know, Steve Hutton, the owner and my boss, when he figured that, you know, he had nobody in his family that was interested in taking over the business, you know, had to take a decision and decided to sell the company and sold to Bo. It's a little bit the same situation with Gary and Chris. They wanted to retire, and they thought that we were the best match, and so there it is. So, you know, it is brand new to us as well. So there is a lot of work to do in the transition. The main thing that I can say is that we made a commitment to Chris and Gary, and more important to the Cordes family in Germany, to make sure that, you know, we will honor all the commitments that have been made, and we plan to develop and take, you know, the genetics even farther than New Flora did.
Those beautiful roses are in good hands.
Well, we certainly hope so. And, you know, but again, to begin with, there's a lot of things to, you know, to absorb. And it's really new to us. And I'm kind of in the really right in the middle of it. And it's coming from, you know, all angles, from, you know, dealing with the breeder, which Thomas Prohl, that I've known also about for 20 years, I think. And I have a conference call with him tomorrow morning at 7. Our time, just to start to get, you know, going on the research side, and then the transfer of all the varieties and all the documents and so forth. But we don't see any disruption of anything that has happened so far. You know, for all the Rosarians that are looking for Cordes roses this spring and next spring, they're going to find them in the same channels than they had this year. And probably the changes will start to occur in 2019, when we will have the first Cordes roses in the Star Rose catalog.
Wow. Some exciting days ahead, I'm sure. You be sure and tell Thomas that we said hello. We had the great pleasure of meeting him last year in Syracuse.
That's correct, yes, we'll do, make sure. And he is going to, you know, Thomas has been coming every year to see New Flora, and he's coming this fall also to see us as well. So, again, we are, Kristen, I think, is going to Germany in July. I will be there in August. We need to, you know, make sure that the transition is going to be as smooth as we can possibly make it, so. I will say this, you know, I know some of the varieties, but don't ask me details on all of them, because I don't know them well yet.
Well, both Chris and I grow several cordis roses, and so I can speak highly of them. The cordis roses, especially for our cold winters, do quite mm-hmm. well here.
Well, you know, I'd be interested, you know, if you can email me the list of the one that you really like, both of you. I mean, we're starting to look to all the offerings, and we'll have, you know, we're going to make sure that there will still be available, but maybe not all of them will go in our catalog. As you know, New Flora didn't have their own production facility. They were all distributing to, you know, other growers. We will keep that we will keep this going, but we also have a collection of cordis roses from Beirut that we will grow at Star 4 Star, and I need feedback and input for those in particular. So,
oh, we have great opinions, and we love to share them.
yes, that's what I'm asking. Or maybe I shouldn't. I don't know, but no, it's great.
I'll be glad to share, and I'm sure Chris will too.
Super. Well, that'd be excellent if you could.
Just looking over the list of the new knockouts that are coming out, the coral peachy knockout, white knockout, which is quite different, has a much different look than the typical knockout does with the white, with that bright yellow stamen. And I'm excited mm-hmm. to see that come to market. And that is, I think, the only one that's available in all regions of the United States and Canada.
Yes, this is correct. Chris, if you go back at why the regions, I mean, a white knockout is a rose which has been on the market for close to 10 years now and had performed exceptionally well everywhere. And we probably made a mistake at the time not to make it a knockout right away, because we were absolutely sure at the time that we didn't want to disappoint the consumer, and they won't be disappointed with a white knockout. This is a case where we probably put the bar too high at the time. Concerning the two others, it's really the feedback that we had over the years that have been introduced. And if you see, you know, for coral knockout, it's really, you know, Midwest, all the way down the Mississippi Valley to the Deep South. And the reason it's not, you know, farther west is because we don't have enough information. There's two reasons for the regions. You know, why the variety will not be a knockout in such state versus another. It is either we know it doesn't perform up to the standard, like a coral knockout in Pennsylvania, for example, New Jersey, New York, and so forth, or we don't have enough information. And in this case, we feel like it's better to add states as we get the feedback and the information, rather than taking a chance on something that may, again, disappoint the consumer.
Well, there's big shoes to fill. I mean, you know, everyone. And I think I read somewhere a couple of years ago there had been 90 million knockouts sold. So they're so popular. They've done so well. And I know you want to keep that going strong.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we just, again, want to make sure that those varieties will perform up to the standard that had made the other knockouts so popular.
That's good news for rose growers.
We hope so. And we hope that, you know, the people that are going to plant those varieties are going to be as happy with them as they've been with their other knockouts. That's what we can hope for.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they will. Jacques, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out of your day to come on the show and tell us about these exciting new varieties and also about the cordis acquisition. It's fun times in the rose world.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys and, you know, keep celebrating the Year of the Rose with your listeners.
Well, friends, I don't know about you, but I'm excited about trying some of these new varieties from the Knockout family of roses. Friends, that's all the time we have for this edition of the Rose Chat Podcast, and we thank you for listening. Until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. share this podcast with your social networks, and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.